Well, it's here. Tonight is the official launch of the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. We're going to get an opening ceremony, and like most opening ceremonies at the Olympics, it's really going to put the spotlight on the culture of the host country, and in Brazil, that means music, lots of it. One person who knows that well is Felix Contreras. He hosts the Alt Latino podcast at NPR Music. Hey, Felix.
Good morning.
So you have put together a playlist for us to really get in the mood here as we're getting ready to listen to all this Brazilian music in the coming weeks.
I was given the task of an overview of Brazilian music in 4 minutes, so here we go.
We don't have a lot of time to waste. Take it away. Okay, not wasting time. Go.
It's one of the countries that really reflects a large African influence, even now, in the music.
African influence. Okay, African influence. That has come to South America.
Correct. Okay. It's part of the legacy of the slave trade. This song is the official song of the Olympic. It's called Amor e Coração.
That's Portuguese, I would imagine. Yeah.
It means heart and soul.
Cool.
Eu sei o que eu quero pra vida, pois nada me faz, irmão. Sem o suor, o valor da conquista permanece em vão. Sempre é hora pra fazer algo melhor acontecer. E a sua hora vai chegar. Agora é pra valer.
Now, with all eyes on Brazil, let's go back to a time when Brazil opened the eyes of the world, specifically 1959 with the film Black Orpheus. And it was the tale of Orpheus and Eurydice, but put in a Brazilian favela with all Brazilian characters.
Oh, nice.
And the soundtrack completely changed and opened up the world to Brazilian music back then. We're going to move into the 21st century now.
Okay.
Last year, Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil, they revisited some of the songs that they wrote when they were part of the Tropicália movement of the 1960s. And that was a musical movement that challenged convention and the military dictatorship. So they put together a short little tour, and then they also released this live album. And I'm not even going to attempt to destroy the Portuguese title.
Ai, Xangô, Xangô, menino. Da fogueira de São João.
But this was a song, it was a political song against the dictatorship in around 1960 in Brazil?
It's not this particular song, the music in general.
Okay.
It was one of those things where they would write lyrics that were critical of the way things were going.
Uh-huh.
And eventually landed a lot of musicians in prison.
Tome conta do destino, Xangô, da beleza e da razão.
All right, you've done it for us. You've gotten us in the mood. My only last burning question is, why in the world are we sitting in a studio in Washington, D.C. and not in Brazil sipping a caipirinha listening to music? How did we not get on that boat?
I don't know, man. We got to talk to somebody.
I think
we sort of messed that one up.
Thanks, Felix.
Thanks, David.
Felix Contreras is the host of Alt Latino, NPR Music's weekly podcast about Latino arts and culture, is getting us in the mood to spend a lot of time thinking about Brazilian culture as the Olympics go on the next few weeks.